You're on Texas Standard Time.
A Texas prison housing inmates believed to be more vulnerable to COVID-19 will not have to provide enhanced coronavirus protection measures. The U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals this week stayed an order that would have gone into effect yesterday aimed at preventing spread of the coronavirus at the Wallace Pack Unit in Navasota, Texas. Gabrielle Banks has been following the latest. She covers federal courts for the Houston Chronicle. Gabrielle, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
A little background on this case. This PAC unit houses many older and high-risk inmates. Is that right? What's the COVID situation been like at that prison?
It's been pretty bad. 500 infected, 20 people have died, and there's a 40% infection rate.
So this original order from U.S. District Judge Keith P. Ellison, what exactly did it require of the prison, and what was the Texas Department of Criminal Justice's response?
So Judge Ellison, who's been ruling on the situation at the PAC unit for a long time, he's the judge on the Heat case, he found that he doubted the credibility of TDCJ to do what they needed to do and even just follow the CDC guidelines. He said there was sufficient evidence to show that the prison officials would not do what they were compelled to do. And so he said there needed to be a regular cleaning schedule. There needed to be sufficient PPE, masks, and soap, and literally hand sanitizer and toilet paper, enough to help them get through the situation. He also said there needed to be a regular testing plan, which there wasn't, and that there needed to be an outside audit to make sure that all these things happened.
What was it specifically that the TDCJ objected to in that order?
Specifically in their appeal to the circuit, they said that there is a grievance procedure and that if inmates have a problem under the law, they need to complain through the right channel and that that they didn't exhaust their remedy to the problem.
Which brings us to this stay that the Fifth Circuit just issued. What did they say in their ruling, presumably siding with the administrative procedure of the TDCJ?
That's correct. The Fifth Circuit stayed the injunction, which was set to go into effect on Wednesday. They have not yet ruled on the appeal of the actual merits, and that is pending before a different panel of the Fifth Circuit. But as far as getting this injunction going, the Fifth Circuit said that it thought the prison was likely to win its appeal and that the injunction could not kick in because of this issue of exhausting their grievance procedure.
Is it, I'm just trying to figure out, does the TDCJ, when we're talking about things like providing enough toilet paper, providing personal protection equipment, is there any issue, any reason why they couldn't provide that? Do they have the resources to do so, to your knowledge?
They're arguing that they're doing it, that they're doing better than they originally were, that as soon as, you know, the guidelines changed, they improved how they were responding. There were inmates who took the stand over the summer that said otherwise. And a couple of instances were very compelling in the testimony in this hearing. There's an elderly man who's in a wheelchair and said that he literally would go to the sink and wash his hands where he was allowed to do it. And then he would wheel his chair across the dirty floor back to his bunk, and he wasn't allowed to have hand sanitizer. So whatever he picked up from the floor was going to be on his hands until he went back to wash his hands again. So there was some compelling testimony, and the judge said, he noted in his ruling that this whole idea of the grievance process was something that the prison officials were so glued to that they said even if 100 people died, it still would be the inmates' duty to follow the grievance procedure and not go outside to the courts and try to seek a remedy.
Again, the injunction isn't the final word, and Gabrielle Banks continues to cover this story as federal courts reporter for the Houston Chronicle. We'll link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Gabrielle, thanks again.
Thank you.